Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter joining us now to talk about the latest on the vaccine. We have this delay with the AstraZeneca trial, someone getting sick. Is this raising concerns among the FDA, among the regulators, about the safety and the sufficient testing capacity in the limited time that some of these pharmaceutical companies are being given?
Well, good morning, guys. I think that the FDA has always said that they're going to let the data and the science really determine when and how they approve or authorize a vaccine. Pausing a study is not unheard of. Science can sometimes be messy, and we're seeing that right now play out, that sometimes messiness of science, because it's happening so quickly.
So, Jackie, can you give us a sense of how rigorous the FDA's oversight, how rigorous Congress's oversight will be of any virus before it's ramped up and rolled out?
The FDA has said that they want a vaccine to have 50% efficacy before they give it an approval or an authorization, which is pretty good. And, you know, I think that the agency is really trying to stress that they are going to only allow a safe and effective vaccine to get out there, because there is some concern about political influence, pressuring the FDA to approve or authorize a vaccine before it's ready. Drug makers are also saying that they're not going to submit data to the agency until that data is strong and shows that the vaccine is safe.
Well, Jackie, we learned this from Sam Vasily today, doctorate in pharmacology, that phase three studies are supposed to fail, like a majority of them do fail. How does the industry react to phase three failure? Is it so common it's just another day at the races, even if the media makes a big deal about it? Or do they really take note of the AstraZeneca challenges today?
I mean, I think it would be unwise to say that people aren't concerned about what's happened with AstraZeneca. But that being said, failure is common among drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this has always kind of been
right.
Part of the reason that drug companies have argued that why prices have to be as high as they are, because so many of the drugs fail, and that it is, such a long and arduous process to get a drug through a clinical trial.
Jackie, one final question. We've been off the Fauci beat. I mean, here's Dr. Fauci of Holy Cross, a darling of America, huge, huge popularity. How is Dr. Fauci doing?
He's doing better after, recovering after having a nodule taken off his vocal cord. He was at the Research America panel yesterday, chugging along, assuring people that there are stopgaps in place to make sure that a vaccine is going to be safe. He did temper some of the the hype that a vaccine is going to come out earlier this fall. He said that he's cautiously optimistic that a vaccine will be out by the end of the year or early 2021.
Greg, Jackie Lee, thank you so much. With Bloomberg Law, an update here as Dr. Fauci testifies.